Here is Art Charlton with this week's edition of Warren County Wanderings.
The Easter Bunny is hopping into town. You can ride the Easter Bunny train and go on an Easter egg hunt with the Delaware River Railroad excursions out of Phillipsburg on Saturday, Sunday, or the following Saturday, April 15. Mr. E. Bunny will be there, so reserve your seats now, as these special train rides always sell out. There are a bunch of other Easter Bunny events coming up. The Blairstown Fire Company holds breakfast with the Easter Bunny on Saturday, and we've got a list of community Easter egg hunts that you'll find in this week's issue of Warren County Wanderings. More on that in a moment. Four Sisters Winery near Belvedere holds another of their famous barefoot grape stomping events on Saturday at 2 p.m., where you can stomp to the music and feel that sensation between your toes, plus enjoy a delicious spaghetti and meatballs dinner. Reservations are required, and this always fills up, so don't delay. The Washington Art Walk season opening receptions are this Saturday, 4 to 9 p.m. at two galleries in downtown Washington. Raymond the Amish Comic is at the Mountain Lake Fire Company Saturday night at 8. Now, Raymond the Amish Comic has been performing stand-up for the past 23 years with his rants and his stories. Speaking of Mountain Lake Fire Company, the night before Raymond is there, the fire company's Ladies Auxiliary is holding an Argyle Fish and Chips dinner. That's Friday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's top quality Scottish-style fish and chips, and a large selection of homemade desserts will be available. The United Astronomy Clubs of New Jersey reopened for the season last weekend, so this Saturday night's astronomy talk is A Voyage Through Our Universe with Carl Hricko. The talk is at 8 p.m. in their facility at Jenny Jump State Forest, and afterwards, weather permitting, view the evening stars through the various telescopes owned by those astronomy clubs. The Centenary Stage Company Dance Fest wraps up on Sunday with the return of the Nai Ni Chen Dance Company, this time presenting a program of dances entitled Cross Current. That's 2 p.m. at the Lackland Center in Hackett, town, and their dances are a blossom of color, energy, and motion that the New York Times said was like endlessly proliferating forces of cosmic energy. Looking ahead to next week, Tap House Grill in Mansfield holds a game dinner on Wednesday, where you'll join them for an evening of culinary adventure. Chef Brian Giletti has created an amazing five-course dinner featuring alligator, wild boar, and more, paired with your choice of beer or wine. Also coming up next week, the group Warren County Arts holds its monthly meeting on Thursday, this time with artist Jeffrey M. Green giving a colored pencil demo, discussing basic technique, showing some of his pieces, and sharing the challenges in his life. Bring your art supplies to try what you've learned. And speaking of the arts, here's some news. The Warren County Farmers Fair, held each summer, just announced that it is hosting a new juried fine arts exhibit, and they're putting out a call to all artists to participate. It's open to professionals and amateurs who are residents of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, 18 or older. You'll find details on all of this and more in Warren County Wanderings, the free email newsletter posted at www.explorewarren.org or sent to your email inbox. Sign up to receive it weekly. Happy wanderings!
Warren County Wanderings is heard only on WNTI.org.